Health officials sound the alarm on a new strain of COVID-19, sparking a sell-off in global financial markets. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We'll start with a check of the numbers this morning. European stocks have slightly eased off their early lows of the session. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is down about 2.5%. Benchmarks across London, Paris, Frankfurt, and Milan are down in the 2.5% to 3% range, while stocks in Asia suffered similar losses. It all comes after health officials late yesterday said they were surprised by a discovery of a new coronavirus variant in South Africa that has many more mutations than would have otherwise been expected. Today, the World Health Organization is meeting to consider whether this new strain should be designated a variant of concern, but already some nations are taking action. The UK, Japan, and Germany have announced restrictions on flights from southern African countries, a move South Africa said seems to have been rushed. The BBC's Andrew Harding is in Johannesburg with more on that.
People are waiting to see where this fourth wave goes. The numbers right now are still very tiny. We are analysing this from a very small base of just a few hundred suspected cases or confirmed cases. But clearly, there is political frustration here today. This morning, we've heard from the foreign minister of South Africa about Britain's move to impose this travel ban. The foreign ministry is doing a statement saying that they've jumped the gun, if you like, ahead of even the World Health Organization, and the South Africans hoping to engage the British government and to persuade them to row back on this. The one thing scientists here say they are sure of so far is that this is a highly transmissible variant. They've seen how quickly it has spread through the province of Gauteng, which is around Johannesburg, and it has now pushed out any other variants. And there is evidence that it appears to be spreading faster than previous variants in previous waves here.
That's Andrew Harding giving us the latest from Johannesburg there. Well, the immediate impact of travel restrictions to southern Africa is one concern for investors today. Another is how this new mutation could potentially worsen a fresh wave of COVID-19 on the European continent, where many nations have in recent days tightened social restrictions. But Michael Hewson, chief market analyst at CMC Markets, warns today's moves do need a little bit of context.
I think investors are mentally checked out for this week already. The absence of the US on Thursday obviously means that trading conditions are fairly thin and trading desks in the US won't be fully manned until Monday of next week. So this news about a new COVID variant has spooked otherwise thin equity markets, with travel and leisure stocks in particular being hit the hardest. At one point this morning, IAG, who own British Airways, their shares opened 20% lower. They're now only down 11%, but I think that gives you an indication of why I think thin liquidity conditions are making these moves more outsized than perhaps they would be.
So thin trading is one part of this. If we look at sort of the economic consequences, as investors always do, we see oil prices also taking a hit today. Presumably, this is on worries about demand if lockdowns in various countries are implemented or even movement restrictions tightened.
Yeah, I mean, we also have to look at it in the context of where Europe is right now. They're battling a Delta COVID wave that's threatening to lock down Germany and Europe more broadly. So when you then throw this into the mix as well, it's not surprising that investors are adopting a shoot first, ask questions later mentality. And that is being reflected in oil prices, lower demand, as people potentially find their movement restricted. So yeah, absolutely, that there are concerns, but it's just one of many. I think once the evaluation is done by the World Health Organization on this variant, we'll get a much better idea of where we are. But there is certainly concerns that Christmas could be cancelled yet again.
Oh, don't say that, Michael. Now, I guess this also potentially throws a wrench if we look sort of longer term for central banks, because for the last several months, really, they've been talking about tightening monetary policy to try to take away inflationary pressures. A new strain of this virus could make them potentially reevaluate those plans.
Yeah, it could give them cover to rein back expectations about a potential rate rise or a speed up of a bond buying taper. And certainly, I think if we're looking sort of 2 or 3 weeks from now, we've got the ECB, European Central Bank, we've got the Bank of England, and we've got the Federal Reserve. And certainly, I think if you look at the US economy, there are those on the Federal Reserve who are calling for a faster rate of tapering. Now, this uncertainty might delay that into next year. That is the hope. I think it's probably the expectation once this blows over.
All right. So keeping our eyes on market reaction next week. Michael Hewson from CMC Markets, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Your turkey leftovers have presumably been stashed. Now maybe you're gearing up for some Black Friday shopping from the comfort of your couch. Online is the shopping center of the universe these days, and now, more than ever, we're relying on it for even the most basic goods. Super fast delivery companies have taken the world by storm, offering to bring us everything from stain remover to guacamole in as little as 10 minutes. You might think that would put the squeeze on stalwarts of the grocery sector, but not so, at least for the world's eighth largest supermarket chain, Carrefour. The company's director of data and e-commerce, Elodie Pertuiseau, told me why.
Delivery by the time when we launched was only next day delivery, sometimes same day, but there was nothing like 30 minutes or 40 minutes. So we launched Express in 2020 in France, and we operate now Express delivery in almost all of our geographies.
So you said you launched Express last year. Did you do that in-house or did you partner with another company to do that?
We did both. We launched our own express delivery platform in our own services, and we partner with Uber. In 1 year with Uber, we are €100 million level of sales.
And how does it work, I guess, from a logistical standpoint? So if a customer places an order, I don't know, for, say, 10 items, is it somebody in the store who's picking out those items and then giving it to an Uber Eats driver? Or do you operate some of those like so-called dark stores, some like warehouses where those products will come from?
So we really started with our own network of stores. To give you a number, in France, we've transformed 1,000 convenience stores in 1 year to make them able to prepare orders in a matter of minutes. And then the rider comes to the store. And we launched the partnership this summer with a quick commerce new entrant who's called Cajou. So the urban dark store can deliver hundreds of orders per day.
And earlier in our conversation, you mentioned how much people have spent on these platforms so far. But have you found that sales overall for the company have benefited?
We did the analytics based on what we saw last year. And what we see is when a customer turns online after having shopped offline, then he spends 22% more in the first year. So it's huge.
Elodie Pertuiseau from Carrefour, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, we've only just scratched the surface of this red-hot trend here. More to come on that topic later today. Stay tuned to Marketplace and Marketplace.org. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.